In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today we commemorate the apostles St. Philip and St. James. The St. James we commemorate is James, the son of Alphaeus. His name appears on the list of the 12, but after that he's never mentioned in the four Gospels again, unless he is perhaps known by another name, James the Younger. In that case, even then, he's only mentioned as in passing to help straighten out which Mary is being talked about. When one of the Marys observes the crucifixion and goes to the tomb, she's identified as his mother. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices. So today we commemorate a James who at best is remembered for something that his mother did. When Horatio Bolton Nelson set up his pen to the text that we sang this morning, "By all your saints in warfare," it must have taken a little extra inspiration or creativity to figure out what to say about him. And for young James the Faithful, who heard and followed you, it's about as obvious or generic a thing you can say about an apostle. But on the other hand, what greater tribute could you make to one's faith? He was one who heard. Today we also commemorate St. Philip the Apostle. We have a little bit more to work with St. Philip, not to be confused with Philip the Evangelist. No, this is Philip the Apostle, who came from the city of Bethsaida. He was one of the first apostles to be called when Jesus said, "Simply follow me." He was also instrumental in bringing a fellow Jew to Jesus. He overcame Nathanael's skepticism about Jesus with the well-known invitation, "Come and see." Philip was the one who was tested by Jesus at the feeding of the 5,000 when Jesus asked him, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" And then that led into that long discourse on John 6 on the bread of life. On Palm Sunday, the Greek worshipers in the temple came to Philip, seeing if he could arrange for a meeting with Jesus. And so Horatio Nelson had us sing, "We praise your name for Philip, blessed guide to Greek and Jew." With the Greeks' rejection of the very idea of the incarnation and the bodily resurrection, it's rather ironic that a late 2nd or early 3rd century Gnostic book should appropriate the misleading title, "The Gospel of Philip." I suspect that the popular media has already forgotten about the Gospel of Judas, but soon we'll be hearing about the Gospel of Philip, since it includes the blasphemous reference to Mary Magdalene as the consort of Christ and as the basis of the movie The Da Vinci Code. But the Gospel of Philip was not written by our Philip, whom we commemorate today. It's a late Gnostic writing. As for the real Philip, he is faithfully depicted in the Gospel of John, the John who lived in the first century, the John who was there with Jesus and the 12, the John who wrote a gospel, and in which gospel he feeds us so much flesh that a Gnostic would require more than one Heimlich maneuver to just get through the book. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And then St. John concludes his prologue by saying, "No one has ever seen the Father, but the only begotten God, the one who is in the bosom of the Father, has made him known." And then following the prologue, Jesus manifests his deity and his oneness with the Father repeatedly through miracle and discourse, through word and deed. "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. Before Abraham was, I am. I and the Father are one." And then in the reading appointed for the commemoration of St. Philip and St. James, Jesus again says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip was looking into the very face of the incarnate Son of God, and he still didn't quite make the connection. He's like the student in the class who doesn't get it the first time around, and so he impulsively asks the professor for some clarification, only to see the teacher launch into a lengthy explanation that takes up the rest of the class period. Jesus did that. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Believe me when I say I am in the Father and the Father is in me." And then Jesus goes on and on in his discourse, one that lasts for four chapters. He talks about the Holy Spirit. He talks about the vine and the branches and how we are in him, and he is in us, and therefore we are in the Father. And then he goes into lengthy, intense prayer for his disciples and ends up praying for us. A prayer which ends with these words: "I have made you known to them. I will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them." And then he stops, he is arrested, and he is taken away to suffer and die, where the Father's love is most fully displayed. Like Philip, we are always tempted to want to see the Father, despite the fact that to ask for such a theophany is to ask for destruction. But to see into the very heart of the Father is possible, and is only possible by looking at his Son and by watching his destruction on the cross. And that's what we've been doing. We spent the season of Lent and Holy Week doing that. And now we are in the season of Easter. Like Philip, we have not seen the Father directly. Unlike Philip, we have not seen the Son with our eyes, and yet we're blessed. We are blessed as those who have not seen and yet believe. We have not seen, but like good old James, we have heard. And today Jesus again addresses our pious desires by reminding us, "Don't you know me? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Well, for some of us, Jesus has been around a long time. Some of us count it in decades. We have seen the bread and wine, and to see the bread and wine is to see Jesus. And he who has seen Jesus has seen the Father. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting.